Hello, Columbus, Chattahoochee Valley, all my friends down near the Georgia-Florida line. Can you believe that we are in the month of May? We are already into the fifth month of 2021. My, 2021 is moving right along. I tell you, this has been a great week for us here in this part of the state. You know, we've had some very nice weather. President Joe Biden came to Georgia to visit and landed Air Force One at Fort Benning and took a helicopter ride over to Plains, Georgia, where he met with former President Jimmy Carter. And I thought that was extremely amazing. Of course, President Carter couldn't make the inauguration due to health concerns and the coronavirus. So Joe Biden took a little time out of his schedule to come down and say hello. And I understand that they have known each other for a long time and have been great friends. I've had the pleasure of going down and worshiping with President Carter at Maranera Baptist Church in Plains, Georgia. And he and his wife, First Lady Carter, they are still just as nice and just as welcoming as I hear he was during his time of the presidency. Of course, I don't remember that, his presidency. I was a very, very young kid at the time. But I certainly have read about his impact on our country. And so, President Carter, if you're listening down in Plains, Georgia, thank you, sir, for your service. Thank you for your representation of Georgia and all that you have done for us. We're going to move along with the show today. You know, every now and then I like to give you guys something a little bit different in the show. We like to talk about some things going on in the community, what's going on around this time of year. And what I hear a lot of people talking about from talking with my mom and talking with my grandmother and some of my friends is this is the time of year where people begin to plant things. There's a lot of planting going on. You know, people are starting that little home garden, growing them some tomato plants and some collard greens and some cabbages and maybe a few cucumbers and watermelon. And I wanted to have a conversation close to that. And I was like, oh, my God, how could I not remember that we have a very supportive effort right here in our own community to have a community garden that's already kicked off, already on the ground. And I had to have this conversation today. Another reason why I was so excited to have this conversation, because I get the opportunity to have on the air with me one of my mentors, a guy who I absolutely love and appreciate for all that he's taught me, all his words of wisdom, his guidance, his love for this community. I mean, when you're with him and in his presence, it just radiates everywhere. And he has given his life to this community, has started businesses in this community, has directly impacted so many young folks in this community. And many of us have seen him on the front line fighting for what's right, standing up for what's right, being bold for what's right, not falling down and taking second seat to special interests or anyone that he knows is not here to do what's right for our people. And I am excited today to have with me a very, very dear friend of mine, Mr. Runzel Buckner with Turnaround Columbus. How are you doing today, Mr. Buckner?
Oh, I'm doing fine, Teddy.
Well, Mr. Buckner, I really thank you so much for taking your time out to be with us today to talk about the community garden that was a vision of yours, and you work with the organization, your organization, Turnaround Columbus, which you serve as the president, to help that come to light. And we also have with us Miss Irene Shaver, who is the director of communications for Turnaround Columbus, and she's going to share a little bit of information with us today as well. How are you doing today, Miss Irene?
I'm doing well. Thank you.
Awesome. 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 Now, Mr. Buckner, I want to jump back to you real quick. A community garden. I'll never forget. I was sitting there in your restaurant, of course, enjoying me a nice little two-piece fish snack. And you said, I am working on a community garden, and I want to utilize that to do certain things in the community. And I know what those things are, but I don't want to steal your thunder. So, Mr. Buckner, why a community garden, and why did you feel that was so important to our community?
Well, let me say first, Teddy, that it is always a pleasure to talk to you, and I appreciate you having us on your show today so that we can explain to the community the things that are going on with Turnaround and how it's going to affect our community. The Martin Luther King Outdoor Learning Trail is a African-American tourist trail that talk about the contributions that African Americans have made to our city, and also to educate our young people and our older people about the contributions that African Americans have contributed to make this city the great city that it is. So we wanted to put this in writing so that we can have this history to live on. So we did that. And the Martin Luther King Trail then was offered by the Dragonfly Trail to come together so that the trail will have not only markers for people to read as they walk or jog or ride their bikes, they would have a safe place, and also they would have education at the same. So this is important because in our community, we have a high rate of blood pressure, diabetes, and also heart problems. And what we wanted to do with Turnaround Columbus was to do things to eliminate some of that illness that we have and eliminate some obesity that we have by creating this. Now, after creating the trail, then what we wanted to do was to teach our kids and also their parents how to eat healthy food, because most people think just eating vegetables is healthy food, which it is. But the thing of it is, if you don't know that there are certain vegetables, if you have high blood pressure, that you shouldn't be eating, or if you have diabetes, that you shouldn't be eating, then you are eating the wrong thing. And this is why we did the garden. Just one segment of it. The next segment of it, and the reason why we did it, is because of the fact, and are doing this garden, because of the fact that children don't learn the same. And this garden is a classroom that we consider a hands-on classroom. So we can start working with our young people before they get out of elementary school. So when they get ready to go into middle school and high school, by working in the garden and running the garden, we would be using math with them, teaching them how to measure, teaching them how to basically do planning, and also teaching them what type of food to eat and where food come from. Because most kids just see food on the shelves in the store.
Right.
So we are going to teach them how to can food, how to do preserves and things like that, because this is going to be a unique garden that has never been seen before in Georgia and also throughout the state.
Now, you know,
so this is why we are doing this project.
I think that's just absolutely wonderful. You know, the concept of teaching through experience. You know, you can read things in a book, you can read it in a magazine, you can watch a YouTube clip, you can see a lot. But many folks, kind of like myself, are kinesthetic learners. And so I need to touch things sometimes. I need to see the process of it. I need to participate in the process of it. And that's absolutely amazing, because it goes to the basic theory. You know, you can give a man a fish and feed him for a day, or you can teach him how to fish and feed him for a lifetime. And so this is what I see the garden doing, teaching so many of people in our community how to survive. You know, as a country boy, I grew up with my family needing a garden every year. That's how we supplemented our food budget, and we were able to make it by. We had to grow a lot of our vegetables. Now, Miss Irene, what I think is extremely exciting is that Turnaround of Columbus is not going at this alone, that there's a very strong and committed relationship with Tuskegee University and Fort Valley State University. And so can you talk about, you know, the involvement of those institutions, and what can our local people do to get involved with this garden?
Yeah, sure. Yeah, it's really much more than we typically think of as a community garden. It's actually 10.3 acres, which is a massive urban farm. We have an agreement with the Muskogee County School District to manage that land, so they're one of our principal partners. And the idea is to provide experiential learning for the whole community, the whole district eventually, and really center that in this area that is so disproportionately disadvantaged in South Columbus, right along Martin Luther King Boulevard, and to give that community access to healthy food on that scale. So if it was fully operational, we have almost 5 acres of agriculture production, which is a really good sized farm. We can produce a lot of food there and engage a lot of students. So we currently have a program on Saturdays for elementary students. It's a free program. It's called the Homegrown Hope Program. And the students come in ages 5 to 11. We have a partnership with the Housing Authority that'll pick up students from the area housing projects and bring them to the garden for free. And they do, we have a whole African American library that we do reading with. They learn, they work in the garden for an hour, learn how to grow food. We have snack, often harvest directly from the garden. They're learning about vegetables, get a taste test different fruits, stuff they're not getting at home. And then they do arts and crafts and other activities. That'll run all the way until October. And in the fall, we'll probably hold a community dinner at the site that the kids will help cook. And that currently is open to kids in J.D. Davis Elementary, Brewer Elementary, and Winning Arts Academy, all the elementary schools in Midtown.
What time are they there on Saturdays?
It runs from 10 to 1.
10 to 1, okay.
Yeah, and so if you want to register, your child is eligible, you can go to our website, turnaroundcolumbus.com, and there's an enrollment form there, or you can always email info@turnaroundcolumbus, and I'll send you an application.
And that was www.turnaroundcolumbus.com.
Yeah.
Okay, awesome. Yeah. Now, you were about to tell us about another program.
The other program we run is called the Hope Dealers Program, and we employ currently 10 high schoolers that run that farm. They're learning entrepreneurship skills. They're going to sell our agriculture products all summer. They're going to cultivate an acre of food this year. And this Saturday is our first sale. We're having a plant sale. A lot of our kids helped grow these plants from seed. And so it's our first kind of market day on the farm. And that's at 8 a.m. to noon this Saturday, April 30th. Or that, I guess it's May 1st, right?
Yes, that'll be May 1st. Uh-huh.
Right. And so the idea of this is to create a whole pipeline where we're interacting with kindergartners to fifth grade in our Saturday program. And then they can then become high school farm leaders and run that farm and learn the business skills. And then our university partners are a really important piece of this because they complete that pipeline. So Fort Valley State has made massive in-kind donations in the form of orchards for us. They have a half acre of orchard that they put in that is, you know, going to be productive for 100 years, and it's low maintenance. It's blueberries, muscadines, and persimmons.
Wow.
And so they're a strong partner with us, where they come in and plant parts of our farm with us. But they also offer this awesome resource of both technical assistance, as they are an agriculture school and agriculture extension, but also connection to 4-H. We work really closely with their 4-H program. And we have an existing partnership with Carver High School and their 4-H program. But also they offer a scholarship for any student that wants to go into agriculture there, could get a full four-year scholarship. And so we're scheduling visits, college visits to Fort Valley State for seniors in the Muskogee County School District. They can go visit the college, and that's really important, especially for students that are first-generation college students, to go sit in the desk, meet professors, explore different degree programs and careers in ag. And so, and that's the same, Tuskegee offers that same opportunity of having a clear pathway into college that comes out of our training program and out of this pipeline where we interact with the students from elementary school through high school and prepare them to go to university.
Wow, this is just amazing. I mean, you know, I came on today prepared to talk about a garden and vegetables and fruit. And here we are talking about a pipeline for our students to a collegiate experience. This is, wow, unbelievable. I don't know if the visionaries of the garden imagined that all of this would blossom from their efforts, or that they would sow these seeds and the harvest would be so plentiful, to keep up with the garden terminology. But this is phenomenal. And then when I thought I had heard it all, I also heard you say that you are currently employing 10 high school students. This is amazing. This is absolutely amazing. This is creativity. This is real community. This is community coming together. Now, Mr. Buckner, I know you introduced it as a community garden, but Irene here, when she said urban farm, I mean, I got a little excited. I like that. That has a ring to it. I mean, you know, I can see the young folks really jumping on that. Oh, we're going to the urban farm. You know, it just has a new age ring to it for our young folks. So I'm going to start calling it an urban farm. I hope you're not upset about that, Mr. Buckner. But I also know that the urban farm is part of kind of like a trio of efforts that Turnaround Columbus had been working on. You talked about the walking trail itself, but also the strategic location of Carver High School. Mr. Buckner, talk about how all three of these work together.
Well, it really worked together. When I first started on this project back in, I think it was around 1994, somewhere in that area, George Washington Carver High School was basically a low scoring school, test wise, graduation wise, and all. And Mr. Lindsay called me and asked me to come to the school because he was having so many problems. And when I went into the school, I graduated from Carver in 1964. When I went into the school, they couldn't control the heat. They couldn't control the air conditioning. So if it was winter, the air conditioning would come on and the kids would be sitting in class with coats on. If it was summer, the heat would come on. And also it had, you know, undesirable things in the school that shouldn't be there. So what I did was look to see exactly why our kids are performing so low. And we basically came up with the idea of taking pictures of everything that was in the school that was wrong. And I presented it to the school board through a PowerPoint presentation. And the school board was real surprised at what our kids was trying to get education through. So I put forth a effort to get our kids the same facilities, same types of facilities that was all over this city, excepting in the low-income area of the South Side area here. So the school district built George Washington Carver High School after sitting and talking for months and declining certain things and asking to add certain things. And once we got the school completed, the test scores elevated, the graduation rate elevated, and now George Washington Carver is one of the highest graduation rating in the Muskogee County School District.
And they also have two back-to-back state championship girls basketball team.
Right. And we won a championship boy football team after we started this work there at George Washington College. So just go to show you, if you invest in low poverty areas, there's a lot of nuggets there that are really jewels and diamonds, but they are not recognized because of the community that they live in. So after seeing that take place, then that's when I said, well, we got to get the drugs cleaned out of George Washington Carver High School. I mean, Carver Heights community. So we put forth an effort by bringing some guys in that was doing a march in Philadelphia, Pennsylvania, named the Herman Rice Process. At this particular time, Chief Weatherton was the chief of police, and Mayor Martin was the mayor. And I talked with them, and they saw the process that they were doing, and they agreed to allow it to happen here in Columbus with their support. So we had a march. We had some people to commit. That's the key to success of rebuilding your community. The first thing is that you got to have the community involvement. And these ladies, Ms. Charlie Mae Banks and Mrs. Zelma Hennessy, right, they committed to me that if I gave them my help, they would see this all the way through. They got the drugs out of the community, and then that's when we turned to building the Martin Luther King Outdoor Learning Trail. And the one reason why that came about is because in Columbus, Dr. King was giving a 2.2 stretch of highway, which went right through the poorest community in this city, and it was from one end of University Road, and it ran to 10th Avenue. So if you was a tourist traveling through our city, you never would recognize that they recognized the sacrifice that Dr. King gave to make the United States and the world a better place. Because if you didn't live in this area, or you didn't work in this area, you never did pass Dr. King Boulevard. Any city this size, or even smaller than this, they always have had a main corridor that was named in Dr. King's honor, and also their name, Dr. King's name, would be on the interstate if they had an interstate. If you look at our sister city, Phoenix City took portion of 431 to honor Dr. King and naming it in his honor. So this is why I started that effort to create a corridor from Macon Road downtown to the river, which is Bay Avenue.
Mm-hmm.
Then once we did that, then I say, well, now what we need to do, since education is the key to moving a community forward, we decided to look at all of the history that was in the Columbus State Archives, along with Miss Amanda Reese. And we went in and picked out the contributions that African Americans have made to the city to make it the great city that it is. And we put the pictures of African Americans on these markers, and we put inscriptions talking about their contributions. There's 11 markers on Martin Luther King Boulevard. So when the kids walk and buses will be touring the Martin Luther King Boulevard Outdoor Learning Trail, then this is when they will get off and read the markers and educate the teachers along with educating the city. See, you can't love me if you don't know anything about me. And the only way you're going to learn something about me and my people is that it has to be put in markers and in writing, such as our school system, so that our kids can be taught the contributions that our peoples have made to make them proud and to make them realize whose shoulders they're standing on. So that's the purpose of the trail.
Absolutely.
So with all of this put together, then what's going to happen that you're going to see? That the kids that are working in the Martin Luther King Outdoor Learning Trail garden, they will be raising flowers in the garden, and we will be going out in the community, visiting people that are unable to work in their yards, and we will be planting flowers and letting the kids plant flowers in their yards. We will also be delivering food baskets to the people in the community that need food, and anyone can come to the garden and pick vegetables, and it won't cost them a thing. We just ask people to volunteer and to help the kids learn, and also to help the kids to show that they are loved through operating and participating with them. Now,
wow.
In this garden is going to be an amphitheater. It's going to be a kitchen in this garden. And we're going to be taking the kids in the kitchen. And the kitchen is going to be computerized. And we're going to let the seniors come out of the community into the kitchen to teach the kids how to can vegetables.
Opinions stated by various contributors to this broadcast, its website, and this radio program are not to be considered necessarily the belief of this radio station or Davis Broadcasting. Do you have questions or concerns or want to be a guest on Sunday Conversations? Send us an email at sundayconversations@dbicolumbus.com.